All right, diving in today. We're all about DIY food and drink kits this time.
Sounds delicious. I'm ready to dig in.
Me too. And we've got a really interesting mix of stuff to look at. Articles, you know, the usual, but also marketing stuff from the companies making these kits. And get this.
What? Don't leave me hanging.
Scientific papers about these kits in space.
Space. Okay, you've got my attention. But before, like, launching into orbit, how about we ground ourselves a bit?
Right.
Like, how do these kits even become such a thing? It's not like they were always in everyone's kitchen.
True. True. So what's the story then? What kicked off this whole DIY food kit craze?
Well, if we rewind a bit, a few decades back, what do we see? This huge push for convenience foods, everything prepackaged, ready to nuke. And we kind of lost touch with, you know, actually cooking.
Right. The whole from scratch thing kind of went out the window for a while.
Exactly. So these kits, they're like a counter movement, a way to like reclaim our kitchens, rediscover that joy of making food ourselves.
So like a pendulum swing back to hands-on cooking.
Exactly. And it's not just one thing driving it. People wanting healthier, more natural ingredients. That's part of it. But also this desire for something, you know, unique, personalized.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, that feeling of, I made this.
Yeah, it's different from just grabbing a frozen dinner, that's for sure. Like, these kits tapped into something more, like a deeper need.
Absolutely. And as they caught on, things got interesting. They weren't just basic meal kits anymore. Suddenly you could brew craft beer, make fancy cheese, even grow mushrooms, all at home.
Wow, that is diverse. A kit for every foodie whim out there, it seems.
Pretty much. And this connects to a bigger trend, too. You know, the whole maker movement. No. People wanting to be creative, self-reliant, build and create things themselves.
I see the link. DIY food kits, they're like a tasty gateway into that whole maker world.
You got it. And the reward is, well, you get to eat it.
Speaking of tasty rewards, one thing from our research really blew my mind. These DIY food kits, they're actually being used on the International Space Station.
Isn't that wild? Growing fresh food in space, thanks to these kits.
Wait, hold on. Space? How does that even work? No soil, limited water, everything's floating around.
That's where the brilliance of these kits comes in. They've got these hydroponic systems, LED lights, super controlled environments. Mimicking Earth, but in microgravity.
So like a mini farm, but in space.
Exactly. And this has huge implications. Think beyond just, you know, giving astronauts fresh lettuce.
Okay, my mind is already blown, but tell me more. What kind of implications?
Well, imagine sustainable food for long space missions, or even on other planets someday. Colonization efforts, that kind of thing. These kits could be game changers.
Wow. From our kitchens to deep space. It's amazing how something that seems so simple, fun even, can have such a huge impact on, well, everything.
It really is. A tasty reminder that innovation can come from the most unexpected places. But, you know, let's switch gears a bit. What about the people using these kits? The psychology behind this whole DIY boom?
Right. It can't just be about convenience, right? There's got to be something more to why we crave this making things ourselves thing, especially with food and drink.
Definitely. Think about it. Our world, it's so digital, so fast-paced. Doing something hands-on, like cooking, brewing, it's almost grounding, mindful.
Like an antidote to all the screens and notifications.
You got it. Slowing down, being present, connecting with the physical world through our senses.
That makes sense. Like hitting pause on the digital world and stepping into something more tangible, more rewarding.
Exactly. And then there's that feeling, that satisfaction when you master something new, when you create something with your own two hands.
Like leveling up in real life, but with tangible skills and delicious results instead of virtual points.
I like that. And that feeling, it's even more powerful because, wow, so much of our lives feels automated these days, predetermined.
So these kits, they give us a sense of agency, of control in a world where those things can feel kind of scarce.
Exactly. It's about reclaiming our ability to create, to learn, to shape our own experiences.
I have to say, I never really thought about all these layers behind DIY kits before. For me, it was always just about, you know, convenience, trying something new.
Oh, it's definitely about those things too. But there's this whole other level, this connection to our human need to be creative, resourceful, connected to the making process.
Like it taps into something fundamental about what makes us, well, human.
Precisely. And that's what makes this trend so fascinating. It's not just a fad. It reflects how our relationship with food, with tech, even with our own creative potential is changing.
Okay, I'm officially hooked on this whole deep dive. But let's be real. There are so many different DIY kits out there. It's a bit overwhelming, to be honest.
It's a jungle of delicious possibilities. Everything from cheese to cocktails to, like we said, even mushrooms. So, Yeah, it can be a lot.
So how do we navigate this jungle? What are the key things to think about when choosing a DIY kit?
First things first, your own taste. What are you interested in? Are you a wannabe gourmet chef or more of a, you know, let's have fun and impress my friends kind of cook?
Makes sense. Find a kit that matches your culinary dreams or at least your current skill level.
Exactly. And hey, don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone a little. Always wanted to try sushi, but felt intimidated. A good DIY kit can be like having a sushi master guiding you.
That does sound less scary than trying to figure it all out from scratch.
And that brings us to skill level, which is key. Some kits are for total beginners, others are more advanced.
So I probably shouldn't jump into molecular gastronomy if I'm just starting out.
Unless you're feeling really adventurous. Start where you're comfortable, then level up. Just like in a game, but with tastier rewards.
Love that analogy. Okay, so finding a kit that suits your taste, your skills. What else should we be thinking about?
Well, let's take a breather for a second. We've covered a lot of ground already. We'll be back in a flash to unpack even more about this exciting world of DIY.
Back again, diving deeper into this whole DIY food and drink kit thing.
And we were just getting to the good stuff, right? Like how it's more than just convenience or novelty. It's like this deeper need to create, to connect. Almost like a little rebellion against all that pre-packaged process stuff.
Yeah, taking back control of what we eat, how we experience food, makes me wonder, how do these kits fit into the bigger picture of food trends? You know, like sustainability, local sourcing, all that.
You're right on the money with that. It's a big part of the appeal for a lot of folks. Many kits really highlight using fresh, seasonal ingredients, and some even partner directly with like local farms or producers.
So it's not just about what's in the box, but the whole story behind it, where it comes from.
Exactly. And that ties into this growing awareness people have about, well, where their food comes from, wanting to support sustainable practices, all of that.
I've definitely noticed that shift myself. Like people caring more about the impact of their food choices, not just on their health, but the environment, ethical stuff too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And these kits, they give you a real tangible way to put those values into action. You're connecting with the source of your food, supporting those who are doing things right. You know,
it's like, what's that saying? Voting with your fork, but in a more literal way.
I love that. And it goes beyond just ingredients, right? The whole act of making something yourself from scratch that's inherently more sustainable than just relying on like factory made packaged stuff.
So even if a kit doesn't specifically say, hey, we're super sustainable, the DIY process itself kind of leans that way.
You got it. It's shifting away from this throwaway culture and more towards resourcefulness, creativity, all that good stuff. And speaking of good stuff, we saw a lot about how popular these kits are as gifts, which I get, but why? What makes a box of ingredients and instructions such a great present?
Yeah, it's not exactly like a flashy tech gadget or anything.
True, but I think it goes back to that idea of giving an experience, not just an object. It's not just wine. It's becoming a home winemaker.
It's like giving someone a glimpse into a whole new world, a chance to discover a passion, a skill they maybe never considered before.
Exactly. And it shows you put thought into it more than just grabbing the first thing you see on a shelf. It says, hey, I get you. I care about what you like, and I want to share something special.
And that's where the variety comes in, right? We just talked cheese, beer, chocolate, cocktails. It's crazy how many options there are.
It really is remarkable, and it's constantly evolving. Just the other day, I saw one for making kombucha and another for growing your own, like, gourmet mushrooms.
Wow, the possibilities are endless. But with all that choice, it can be tough to know where to start. Any tips for navigating this landscape of DIY deliciousness? How do you pick the right kit? For yourself or as a gift?
We'll start with the person, you know,
yeah.
Their interests, hobbies, what gets them excited. Are they a coffee fanatic, a flavor adventurer? Do they have a secret love for like Moroccan cuisine?
Matching the kit to their personality, their passions, basically.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to get a little creative with it. Have they mentioned wanting to try something new? Or maybe there's a hidden talent they've always wanted to explore.
It's like being a culinary matchmaker, finding the perfect kit for the perfect person.
I like that. And remember, you don't need a birthday or a holiday to give someone, or even yourself, a DIY kit. It's a great way to encourage exploration, bring a little joy into everyday life, all that good stuff.
I'm all for spreading joy, especially if it involves delicious food or drinks. But, you know, we've talked a lot about the good stuff. Are there any, like, downsides to these kits, challenges people should be aware of?
Oh, that's a really good point. While they offer amazing convenience and accessibility, they do still require, you know, time and effort. And a willingness to learn, of course.
Right, it's not just open the box and poof, magical gourmet meal appears.
Sadly, no. You still got to put in the work, follow the instructions, and hey, maybe even do a little troubleshooting along the way. Some kits, especially ones with fermentation or more complex techniques, those can take a bit more patience, attention to detail.
So set realistic expectations. Be prepared to invest some time and energy into the process.
Absolutely. It's a journey, right? Learning, experimenting, maybe even embracing a few culinary mishaps along the way.
And sometimes those mishaps end up being the best stories later on. Like, remember that time I tried to make?
Oh, I think we all have those stories. But they're valuable, you know?
Yeah.
You learn, you adapt. And hey, even the best chefs mess up sometimes. And thanks to the internet, there's a ton of resources, communities online where you can get tips, troubleshoot, find encouragement from other DIY folks.
So it's like a virtual support group for your culinary adventures, ready to help you salvage that cheese making disaster or whatever it might be.
Exactly. And that community aspect, it's a big part of what makes DIY so special. It's not just about individual achievement. It's about sharing your passion, learning from others, celebrating the successes and the failures together.
Turning a solo activity into something shared, something more connected.
You got it. And that connection can extend beyond the online world, too. People use these kits to connect with friends, family, right? Host a pizza making party, a craft night. Just get together and create something delicious.
Way more fun than just ordering pizza, that's for sure. It's like what we were talking about before, this need for more tangible experiences, something you do together in the real world.
Exactly. In a world full of screens, these kits give you a reason to connect, to laugh, to maybe even have a little friendly competition over who makes the best cocktails or whatever.
Speaking of cocktails, those kits are pretty cool. It's like having a mixology class right at home. No pressure of a fancy cigar or anything.
And they can be that spark, you know? Maybe that cocktail kit gets you hooked on mixology and suddenly you're down the rabbit hole, researching bitters and techniques, inventing your own drinks. It's about opening that door to a whole new world.
The gateway to a world of flavor and creativity. And it makes me think there's a bigger impact here beyond just the immediate experience. It's like...
You're hitting on something crucial. It's not just about the food or drink itself. It's about fostering this whole mindset of exploration, learning, self-reliance.
Right. It's not just, okay, I mastered this one recipe. It's more like, I learned a new skill. I can do this. I'm more capable than I thought.
Exactly. And that confidence, it can spill over into other parts of life. The person who conquers that cheesemaking kit, maybe now they feel more ready to tackle other DIY projects or even just take on new challenges at work. Who knows?
Like that saying, give a person a fish. You feed them for a day, but teach them to brew beer or bake sourdough, and you empower them for life.
I like that twist. It really captures what these kits are about, giving you that sense of agency, accomplishment, and that thrill of discovering, hey, I can do this.
This conversation has been eye-opening, for sure. It's like, I always liked the idea of DIY kits, but now I see them in a whole new light. It's more than just food. It's about so much more.
Beautifully put. And as we keep exploring this, I think it's important to get into the nitty-gritty, the practical stuff, like how to actually make the most of these DIY experiences.
Okay, I'm ready for some hands-on advice. Let's say I'm a total newbie, excited to jump in. What wisdom can you impart to guide me on my journey?
First and foremost, bring that sense of curiosity, that playfulness. Don't be afraid to experiment, to try new things, even to make a few mistakes along the way. The journey is just as important as the destination, you know?
Embrace the process, not just the final product.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to put your own spin on things. Most kits allow for some customization. So get creative. Add your own personal touches. Make it yours.
It's like you're a culinary artist. But what about those folks who might be a little intimidated by the whole DIY thing? Any advice for overcoming those initial hurdles?
Of course. Start simple. Choose a kit that matches your current skill level and interests. No need to jump into the deep end right away, you know?
Ease in, find your groove, build that confidence.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Many kits come with super detailed instructions, and there are tons of online resources, tutorials, communities, where you can find support and inspiration.
It's like having this global network of DIY cheerleaders all rooting for you to succeed.
That's a great way to put it. And at the end of the day, the most important ingredient in any DIY project is your own enthusiasm and passion. If you're genuinely excited about trying something new, learning, creating something delicious or beautiful, that passion will shine through in everything you do.
It's like that saying, cooking with love makes all the difference. But in this case, it's not just cooking. It's creating, it's exploring, it's expressing yourself through DIY.
Beautifully said. And that brings us to the heart of what we've been talking about today. These DIY kits, they're more than just boxes of ingredients and instructions. They're like portals to a whole world of creativity, connection, self-discovery.
They're invitations to slow down, reconnect with our hands, experience that satisfaction of making something from scratch.
Precisely. It's a reminder that creating something, whether it's a delicious meal, a perfectly crafted cocktail, a beautiful cake, it can bring us so much joy, satisfaction, a sense of accomplishment.
And it speaks to this fundamental human need to learn, to grow, to connect with each other and with the world around us through food and drink.
Beautifully said. As we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's leave our listeners with something to ponder as they embark on their own DIY adventures.
Okay, hit us with a thought-provoking question. What's the takeaway here?
With all these incredible possibilities out there, what experiences will you unlock? What passions will you explore? What delicious creations will you bring to life?
The answer, my friend, is out there waiting to be discovered. Go forth, explore, create, and most importantly, enjoy the journey.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And on that note, let's take a quick pause. We'll be right back to wrap up our deep dive into the world of DIY food and drink kits.
All right, we're back. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from the cultural impact of DIY food and drink kits to like the deeper psychology behind why we love them.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey. But now I'm ready to get practical. You know, how do we actually use these kits, make the most of them?
Exactly. Let's say I'm standing in the store totally overwhelmed by all the choices. What should I be looking for? Like, even before I narrow it down to a specific type of kit, what are the signs of a good one?
Great question. I'd say, first and foremost, look for clarity. Does the packaging clearly tell you what's included, the difficulty level? Ideally, you want a little peek at the instructions, too. You want to feel confident going in, not confused.
So it's not just about what you're making, but how well the kit itself is put together.
I got it. A well-designed kit is like it anticipates your needs as a learner. Clear steps, helpful visuals, all those things tell you the creators really put thought into the user experience.
Okay, that makes sense. But let's say I've got my kit, I'm all excited, and then I hit a snag. Things aren't going quite right. What's your top tip for dealing with those moments?
Don't panic. First, double check the instructions. Sometimes you missed a tiny detail that makes all the difference. If you're still stuck, resist the urge to just chuck the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Remember, the internet is your friend.
Ah, right. Online forums, recipe comments, all those places. Someone out there has probably had the same issue and figured out a solution.
Exactly. Just Google cheese making too runny or whatever your problem is, and chances are you'll find a bunch of people who've been there, done that. Uh-huh. It's like turning a solo struggle into like a shared knowledge base.
That's reassuring. It's like having a global network of DIY buddies cheering you on, even if you're alone in your kitchen.
Exactly. And sometimes what you think is a failure is actually just a detour to something even more delicious. That's part of the magic of DIY. Embracing the unexpected.
Now, while some people might enjoy tackling these kits solo, we saw a lot about how popular they are for group activities, too.
Oh, absolutely. DIY kits can be incredibly social. Imagine a pizza-making night with friends. Everyone gets to customize their own creation. It's fun, creative, and you get to eat the results.
Way better than just ordering pizza, that's for sure. And yeah, it goes back to what we were talking about before, how these kits tap into that desire for more tangible experiences, things we do together offline.
Exactly. In a world that's so dominated by screens, these kits give you a reason to actually connect, to laugh together, maybe even have a little friendly competition over who makes the best whatever.
Speaking of competition, those cocktail kits are pretty impressive. It's like having a personal mixology class, but without the pressure of being in a fancy bar.
And you never know, that cocktail kit could be the spark that ignites a passion.
Right.
Suddenly you're researching bitters and muddlers, creating your own signature drinks. It's all about planting that seed, that initial interest.
Opening a door to a whole new world of flavor and creativity. And it makes me think about the bigger picture, the impact these kits can have beyond just like the immediate experience.
You're spot on. It's not just about the food or drink. It's about fostering this whole mindset of exploration, learning, self-reliance.
So it's not just, okay, I followed this recipe. It's more like, hey, I learned a new skill. I can do this. It's about building confidence in your abilities.
Exactly. And that confidence can have a ripple effect, right? The person who tackles a challenging cheesemaking kit might feel more empowered to try other DIY projects around the house. Yeah. Or even, you know, be bolder at work. Who knows?
Like, if you can figure out how to make sourdough bread from scratch, you can probably handle anything life throws at you.
Uh-huh. That's the spirit. And it speaks to what these kits offer, that sense of agency, accomplishment, that feeling of, wow, I did this.
Well, this deep dive has definitely inspired me to get my hands on a kit and try something new. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners who are feeling the same way?
Just one. Embrace the joy of experimentation. Don't be afraid to stray from the instructions a bit. Add your own twist. Make it truly yours.
Personalize it. Have fun with it. And don't stress about being perfect.
Exactly. And remember, the most important ingredient is your own enthusiasm, your passion. If you approach it with curiosity and a willingness to learn, you're guaranteed to have a rewarding experience.
Well said. And with that, my fellow explorers, we come to the end of our deep dive into the world of DIY food and drink kits. We hope you've enjoyed the journey, and most importantly, that you feel inspired to explore all the delicious possibilities of DIY.
Happy creating, everyone!